Well, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Oh, good morning.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man.
7:32. Today going to be a little bit warmer. We still got these unseasonably warm temperatures. Yeah, yeah, yeah. High of 88.
Instead of you go hang out on the deck, I'm like, yeah, it looks nice. I'm going to go chill out here for a little bit. 3.5 minutes. I'm like, okay, I'm going back inside.
Warm. Yeah,
it's hot.
Yeah, it's going to start dropping back down tonight. Low of 64. Tomorrow, only a high of 72. I know it's still warm.
It's beautiful. That's perfect.
Yeah, yeah. And then Wednesday, high of 69. Giggity. So today we are going to talk about Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite place to shop. They are trying to start a new grocery service. Now, you've heard of grocery delivery before, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Meijer does it.
Yeah.
It's a great service.
We talked about that for a while.
Yeah. But Walmart wants to take it one step further, and I don't know how I feel about this.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to get your take. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Walmart, get this, wants to not only deliver your groceries,
mm-hmm.
They want to then go into your house and put them in your refrigerator.
Do they get to eat the groceries too?
They get a complimentary snack. Right. They get to pick something.
they get a half hour of ESPN on your big TV.
Who opened my box of Chips Ahoy cookies? There's one missing. I don't know how I feel about this.
Do you really want a Walmart employee going into your house and stocking your fridge? I mean,
here's the thing. I love Walmart.
Yeah.
It's my favorite place to shop.
You know what's funny? You're the exact opposite of everybody's like, God, I hate going to that store.
You're like, I love going, man. Because people don't appreciate the savings.
The great prices.
When I can get a shirt and short combo for under $7,
mm-hmm.
What is there to complain about?
Yeah.
However, and again, I say this the nicest way possible. I don't want Walmart employees in my house.
Right.
I don't. Okay? They do a great job there. You're not going into my house.
Yeah, you've heard that that website, People at Walmart.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to turn it to peopleatmyhouse.com.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. How would you feel about anybody? I mean, let's say other stores start doing this,
mm-hmm.
and they come in and they stock your cupboards. They're in your fridge. They have a special code to get into your house.
Uh-huh.
There's a special lock. Boop, 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 beep.
Yeah.
They're in the house. They stock the fridge. They're out.
What do you think?
I'm not comfortable with it. I'm okay with me being home and someone dropping it off,
mm-hmm.
me going, hey, thank you, because it's not hard to stock the fridge.
No.
But I just don't ever think there'd be a time where I'd be like, okay, yes, random person I don't know, going to my house.
Beers are in the basement fridge. Yeah, I agree with you.
Go ahead and root through my wife's panty drawer while you're there. It's like, Jesus, man, you don't know who you're getting. We'll talk more about this, but we want to hear from you. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Brock 107-WIRX. Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
Talking about grocery delivery, but not any kind of grocery delivery.
Yeah.
Special.
This one delivers right to your fridge.
Right to your fridge. So Walmart is testing out this new delivery plan in Silicon Valley. I'm surprised that Silicon Valley has Walmart.
Yeah.
It's kind of a hoity-toity, a lot of rich people.
Yeah. Have you seen some of those super Walmarts, though?
Oh, dude, they're nuts.
Yeah.
That's the Mecca right there.
It's the real deal.
You know how many $4 shirts I can find at super Walmart? It's insane. See, this is the time of year to go, too, because they're switching out seasonal stuff.
Have you been to the Walmart in South Haven?
Once or twice. That one's good size.
Is it a nice Walmart?
I mean, it's honestly no different than the Benton Harbor one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's same size. Not like it's any bigger. Maybe a little bit more square footage, but this time of year they start switching stuff over so you get the real good deals.
Yeah.
You get the rack stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's nice.
Brock knows all about the Walmart sales.
Oh, my God. There's days I'll just go walk around because I love it. You never know what you're going to find. So right now they are testing out in Silicon Valley. You can order your groceries. Someone will come. On your door, you will have a special keypad lock. The associate, the Walmart associate,
mm-hmm.
boop, 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 boop. Gets in your house, puts your groceries away, puts the bread in the bread place and the mm-hmm. cans in the can place and the milk in the fridge. So that begs the question, would you be okay with this? Would you be okay with this, Hunter?
I would be okay with it if the whistling smile face delivered the groceries to my fridge.
Or if the person had to wear.
The Walmart person has to wear the whistling smiley face.
You're just looking out the window waiting. Oh, here he comes.
Right.
Whistling smiley face man.
It's that big yellow face.
You can't fit through the door. I'm going sideways. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. WIRX, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
My take on the Walmart thing.
Yes.
I'm picky about where my stuff goes.
Okay.
Someone else isn't going to know where I want it put. I'll have to just rearrange it.
Okay. So, but would you be okay, though, like, overall, if you weren't picky about where it was, would you care if someone was in your home dropping off groceries?
I have lived in New York City. No, I'm not comfortable with a stranger in my house when I'm not there.
Yeah, Walmart is like the New York City of weirdness. Right. That's what I mean. Of stores, that's a perfect example.
Now, what if you were in your house and somebody delivered it? Would you let them come in that way?
Maybe. It depends. Because probably what they're going to be doing is just like with Meijer, it's not an actual company employee doing it.
Yep.
It's outsourced, and it's somebody that wants to do just part-time work. They can pick when they want to do it. They may not care enough to do it right.
I hear you. All right, well, good. Well, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That's a good point. Mm-hmm. You got a certain way. I know me. I like to keep, I keep my vegetable cans and my tuna. Like, all my cans are kind of set in a certain way.
I got a certain way to do it, too.
Yeah?
And it's just let the fiance do it, because she doesn't want me to touch anything.
You screw it up.
All right.
God, Hunter.
My job is to take every bag from one trip from the car to the kitchen, and then I just set it down, and magically it finds its way in the fridge, Brock. I have no idea how it gets in there, but.
What is it about men having to get it in one trip? I've had to do that since I was a kid. When my brother and I had to bring in groceries, it was one trip or I ain't doing it. We would literally be weighed down. It would cut into your fingers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh. Yeah, there's one time. I pulled a hammy one time. It was like doing a deadlift. $400 worth of groceries. You feel like Arnold, dude.
You're sitting there putting chalk on your hands. Like you got the weight belt on just to bring in the groceries.
The neighbors on the porch looking at me like, you can do it. I know you can do it.
Vein in your neck popping out.
Come on, Skip.
Damn it, you did it. Well, if all those tuna cans wouldn't have been on sale, it wouldn't have been so heavy. Right. Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning, it's Brock and Hunter.
Good morning, man.
7:56. Heel. So we're talking about grocery delivery today. Hard-hitting news. Walmart in Silicon Valley is testing out a new form of delivery. Mm-hmm. Now, grocery delivery, that's not a new thing. That's been around for...
It's been around for a little bit.
For probably quite a while, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
I've
never used one.
I never have. I've honestly thought about it because that sounds really... And no offense to grocery stores, but... Usually I go when I'm hungry. It always feels like a chore.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because you're like, it's always like, we got to go. You know?
It gets to be kind of nice. Go through like the deals in the paper and then just call it in.
Yeah.
You know? Because the problem is when I spend a lot of money is, yeah, I go hungry. I go through the store. I'm like, oh.
Oh, look at this. Look at that. Look at it. And I have
a. Look at it.
I have a problem where if I see something like, oh, it's $5. You know, if it's a deal, I'm like, well, you're losing money if you don't do it. So you got to do it.
Exactly.
Even though that's not at all how it works. It's like, oh, French bread, 8 loaves for $1. Well, I need 8 loaves of French bread.
Exactly.
They're basically giving it away.
You're going to have 8 loaves of bread in your freezer for a year. So here's a question.
Yeah.
Do they just do groceries or do they do like clothes? Because Walmart sells pretty much everything.
At this point, it's just groceries. But I'm sure at some point... They're going to, mm-hmm. because right now everyone's trying to do, because Amazon is talking about doing a grocery delivery as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you got all these big, these huge conglomerates that are.
Amazon is doing everything.
Doing everything. But they've also, you might get too big. You might be, it's better to be good at a few things mm-hmm. than mediocre at a bunch of things.
Exactly.
Or really mediocre at way too many things like me. Do a lot of things just okay.
It's just a jack of all trades.
A jack of all useless trades. but it'll be interesting to see. And again, they test it out in Silicon Valley. If people like it, they'll get into it. I just don't know if I can get on board with someone coming into my house when I'm not there.
So here's my final straw. Going grocery shopping gets me out of the house. So I'm going to continue doing it until I can't get out of the house.
And my big thing is this: where this falls short is human error.
Because
all it takes is one person to have a bad day, one grocery delivery person to. And I'm not. Hey, people have bad days, But if they're having a bad day going into my house and they snap and they burn my house down.
Right. Human error, man.
I mean, it's just some guy could be like, ouch, just, I'm done with this. Burn my house down. And then I'm like, I just wanted a new thing of cookie dough ice cream.
Did you get the marshmallows out? We can still roast marshmallows.
We can still have s'mores, you psychopath.